How very appropriate the providence of God in giving us certain readings at certain times of the year and of our lives. Of course, in these days there are so many, many things going on, mostly bad things, that people are pulling their hair out and saying, when is this going to stop? Why are you permitting this to happen to us, O Lord? And this is the same thing that happened to the apostles and disciples. It's nothing new under the sun. There's always something that is repeated again and again and again throughout our lives and throughout the lives of everyone until the end of time. And so, here our Lord was asleep, or at least pretending to be asleep, in the stern of this ship, of this boat, which would have been a very small boat compared to the ships of today. And the waves began to roar, and the storm and everything, and it looked like if they were going to sink, because the boat was taking on water faster than they could get rid of it. And so finally, they wake him up. And we with our prayers are always trying to wake up God as if he were asleep, but he is not. So they go up to him and shake him, and of course he pretends even more to be asleep. The more you shake him, the more he seems to be asleep. That's the way it really is. So don't be surprised. And then finally, he can't take it anymore, all their goings on, and he wakes up, quote unquote. And then he says to them, they say to him, don't you care that we are about to die? And don't we say that to our Lord all the times? There are many, many things in our lives, in our own personal lives, and in the lives of the church and of the church's children, when these things seem to be happening. In this day and age, the church is certainly in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a horrible squalls, and the ship of the church is filling up, and it looks like we're going to drown. And there's no one who is the captain. And our Lord is asleep on the stern. So we pray, and we pray, and we pray. We make sacrifices, we make novenas, like this 90-day so-called novena of Cardinal Burke. And of course, it's not a novena. Novena is 9 days. That's a very loose term to say that it's a novena. And maybe it's working. Who knows? The worse things get, the better they will get back again sooner. Remember that. And of course, all you need to do is meditate on the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything was lost. The Lord had been slain on the cross. He was buried. 3 days almost already. Everything was lost. So much so that disciples like St. Luke and St. Cleophas, who was his cousin, and some of the other ones, they just took off. St. Peter took off to his boat to fish. There's nothing else to do, so I'll go back to fishing. Everybody was giving up. Just like it is today. How often do we not want to just give up? I know there's not a single day that goes by that I don't say, God, why don't you take me now? I'm tired of this. But it isn't my time. Nor is it yours. Not yet. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tonight. But not yet. And so, we are almost at the point of exhaustion. Yet, the resurrection, after the darkest days, the most horrible days, the most empty days, and then all of a sudden, he explodes from the tomb. And they say it was like a nuclear explosion that left the mark of his body and face and so forth on the sudarium, on the shroud, which is still to be seen, which will be exposed next year during the holy year of 2025, if we make it. And so, The darkness of death and despair turned into the glory and the light of the resurrection. So too with our lives, so too with the life of the church. So don't worry. Put it in the hands of God and in the hands of His Holy Mother, Mary. Everything will be fine. Even in your own personal lives, everything will be fine. How many miracles do I not see every single day? So our Lord wakes up and He just waves His hand and says, quiet, be still, and it all stops. There's not a wave on the ocean. And then He asks Him, why are you terrified? Do you have any faith whatsoever? What's wrong with you? And He says the same thing to you and me. What's wrong with you? Do you not believe? Do you not have faith? What's the matter with you? Why are you terrified? And then they realized what was going on. That they knew it. And you and I know it. We know that the Blessed Sacrament is in the tabernacle. We know that the Blessed Sacrament is the host that we receive, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ, and with Him the Father and the Holy Spirit. We know that intellectually, but do we know it with our heart? The heart is important for faith. The heart is important for faith. It must be part of the process of belief. So they realize, but they don't quite understand. We know much more than they did. It had not yet been totally revealed to them. Who then is this? They knew He was the Son of God. He knew that He was the Messiah. But yet they don't fathom it. Who then is this, whom even the winds and the seas obey? Just like He said to the prophet St. Job, were you there when I put the borders to the seas and the borders to the waters and the heavens and underneath the earth and so forth? Were you there? Why are you telling me what to do? Did you create me? Did you create everything I created? No. I am the Lord. I am God. So why are you terrified? And I realize that even as I say these words, they're not 100% engaging because we are human beings. We are frail, weak, stupid human beings. And we don't realize what we're saying, even when we say we believe. Very interesting. All that God has given to us. May He be praised forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.